The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Our Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Zira, B'Shem Mefuna, Seyachit Sekibol Alatainis, that if a person accepts upon himself a tainus, afilu im acha v'shasa kol halayla, even if this person would eat and drink the entire night, lemacha ayme b'tfilasay aneinu, in the morning he would say in his shmona esrei aneinu. Now Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chav Daled, over there he says slightly differently, that not only would this person say Aneinu in the morning, he would say Aneinu at night by Ma'ariv. And the Chiddush is that even though he is eating the entire night, he's drinking the entire night, he could still say Aneinu at night by Ma'ariv. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger on our daf points out that obviously Rashi and Shabbos had a different girsa, because Al Gemara clearly says you would only say Aneinu in the morning, but Rashi in Shabbos says that even at night you would already say Aneinu. And Rashi in Shabbos brings the shita of the Ga'inim, that the Ga'inim hold that not only would you not say Aneinu at night, you would not say it by Shacharit as well, and you'd only say Aneinu by Mincha. And the reason is because we are afraid that if you would say Aneinu already in the morning by Shacharit, and then it ends up that the person eats during the day, for whatever reason, either gets sick or some other reason why he ends up eating, it comes out that his tefillah of Aneinu is a tefillah sheker. It's a false tefillah, because here he says that he says his tefillah for a tainus, and it ends up he eats. He wasn't fasting. So therefore the Ga'inim hold, wait until Mincha. By Mincha, which is already at the end of the day, you could be assured that if you reach this far, you will be able to continue. There's no longer a probability or possibility that he will end up eating, and therefore you say Aneinu. And this is actually the minhag. Our minhag is that we say Aneinu by Mincha. Not only the Chazan says it by Shacharit, and the reason is because the Chazan has, because since there will be at least one person in the tzibur who is going to end up fasting, therefore the Chazan can say Aneinu, but a Yachid, an individual person, waits until Mincha. Taisus and Adav disagrees and says no, that this reason to say it by Mincha, because you might eat in a day and therefore your tzibur will come out to be a tzila sheker, says Taisus that's not true, because as long as in the morning he has kavana, he has the intention of fasting, if an einus happens afterwards, something comes up, that doesn't mean his tefillah was a tefillah sheker. When he davened, did he have intention to complete his einus? He definitely did. So therefore, it's cool that he was fasting even then, and therefore says Taisus, you don't have to worry, and therefore it's this that the Ga'inim say, you only say by Mincha because you are afraid that you might come to eat during the day, and therefore your tefillah is going to be a tefillah sheker, says Taisus, it's not true. As long as b'shaisai, at that time, you had in mind to fast, it's good enough. And we do find other places in Shas and Peskim this concept, that you only look at the here and now, not in the future. For example, there is a famous ritva in Chulin that says that if a person washes, makes a bracha on a tilak yadayim before eating bread, and afterwards he changes his mind, he doesn't want to eat bread anymore, so it comes out that he washed netilat yadayim for no reason, says the ritva, it's not a bracha levatala, because since when he made the bracha, he had full intention to eat that bread, for whatever reason, afterwards he changed his mind. But at that point, did he want to eat bread? And if you want to eat bread, do you have to make a bracha? You most certainly do, says the ritva, therefore even if he changes his mind, his bracha does not become a bracha of atala, because at that point he was mechuyev to wash. There is another case that's discussed in the Peskim, What happens in the middle of Sefirot HaOmer if a man knows that he's going to have, he's not going to be able to finish Sefirot HaOmer? The case was, a person is going into open heart surgery. He knows with certainty that he'll be out, unconscious, for more than 24 hours, which means that by definition, he will miss one day of counting. Is he allowed to start counting with a bracha? Now, this might be related to why Nashim, ladies don't count at the sugya. We'll leave that aside for now. But there's a fact from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, brought in Halicha Shleima, where there he says, you definitely start counting with a bracha, because right then, you are mechuyev. Right now, there's a mitzvah, at Shaykh, it's a mitzvah on the person to count Sefirot HaOmer, so you look at the, again, at the here and now, you don't worry about the future. But this would seem to be a similar concept, like we said, from the Ritva, from Taisis, that you have to look at now and not what's going to happen later on. But the problem is, there is a tremendous difference between the case of Sefirot HaOmer and Taisvis and the Ritva. In both Taisvis and the Ritva, they make very clear that this that we are saying, you could daven the tzvila of Aneinu, even though, and it won't become a tzvila sheker, or make the bracha, and it won't turn into a bracha batala. Both the Ritva and Taisvis say very clearly, it's because you have in mind to do the mitzvah, or you have in mind to fast. That's why you are allowed to make the bracha, you're allowed to daven Aneinu. But in the case of Sefirot HaOmer, where you know b'vadar you won't be able to finish, why do we say that bracha is not a bracha batala? You, right now, you already have that knowledge. So how are you allowed to make a bracha? And if you see from the Ritva and Taisvis that they only say the svara because you have in mind to do it, here, that's simply not the case. So a chaver of mine said a very simple answer. Because by Sefirot HaOmer, right now, is there a mitzvah chal on him? Yes, there is. Because he's still counting, he never missed a day yet. So therefore, says the Shlomo Zalman, if right now is a mitzvah, you don't have to worry what's going to happen in the future. The case of Taisvis, if a person wakes up and he's fasting for an hour, and he plans on eating, is it cool that right now he's fasting? Of course not. Every day we wake up, we wait until after davening to eat breakfast, whatever the case might be, but no one's going to say that we already have a tainus, and rather, the tainus got broken. Of course not. If you don't have a mind to fast, what you are doing right now is not a fast, and therefore it's pashut why Taisus tells us you can only say aneinu if you have a mind to complete the tainus. In the case of the Ritva, is a person allowed to wash and seal their dayim if he doesn't have a mind to eat bread? Is there a mitzvah to wash if he doesn't want to eat? Of course not. All the Ritva is saying that since he wants to eat, therefore the mitzvah is chal. Once the mitzvah is chal, the bracha will not turn into a bracha batala. That's why Taisus and the Ritva say what they say, that you have to have in mind, and that's when the bracha or tefillah won't be sheker. As opposed to Rav Shlomo Zalman's case, where we are discussing the mitzvah of Sefirot HaOmer, where there, even if you have in mind later on that you won't continue the count, right now the mitzvah is chal, and therefore that's why he says you could make a bracha, even if you know you won't be able to continue afterwards. Okay, but again, this is the svara of Taisus versus the Ga'inim, sorry, this is Machlokes, the Ga'inim and Taisus. Do you say that you are worried that you're going to come to eat? And the Ga'inim say, you are worried, that's why you can't make it, can't say Aneinu by Sacharis, and definitely not by Mariv, and Taisus disagrees. There is another reason in the Rishonim why we don't say Aneinu at night, and that is the Baal Ma'ar. The Baal Ma'ar says, of course you don't say Aneinu at night, because the Tainus only starts in the morning. Haraya, what's the proof to that? Because the entire night you are eating and drinking. So says the Baal Ma'ar, if you're eating and drinking the entire night, obviously the Tainus has not yet started. If the Tainus has not yet started, you can't say Aneinu. And therefore this is another svara to say why we say Aneinu only during the day and not at night. The Ramban Afanas over there on the Baal Ma'ar, he disagrees and he says, no, granted you are eating the entire night, and the Ister Achila, the prohibition to eat, only starts during the day, but the day of the Tainus, the same Tainus already starts at night. Part of the Tainus you can eat, part of it you can't. And he says, among different proofs to this point, is from the halacha that you have to be mekabel, you have to accept upon yourself the Tainus by the mincha before. Now, what's the reason? Because before the Tainus starts, you have to accept it upon yourself. You have to be mekabel the Tainus before it starts. As the Ramban, if you're going to hold like the Baal Ma'ar, that the Tainus only starts during the day, so why can't you be mekabel at night? Says the Ramban, if we see that you cannot be mekabel at night, the reason must be because the Tainus has already started, and if the Tainus has already started, you have to be mekabel before, which is by mincha. So says the Ramban, you could say aneinu at night, because the same Tainus, the day of the Tainus has already started, even though you are still allowed to eat and drink. And this is the machlokes, the Baal Ma'ar and the Ramban, when is it considered that the Tainus has already started? Only during the morning, because at night you're eating, or do you say no? Even though you're eating at night, still the same Tainus is already chal, and therefore you could say aneinu. And this machlokes, the Baal Ma'ar and the Ramban, has a nafka mina lahalakra l'maisa. The Igris Meisa from Meisa Feinstein, Arachayim Chelk Aleph, Simon Kuk Tanachet, is discussing a case where Siva Asa Vatamas is Chal on Sunday, and Motei Shabbos you want to make a Chasana. So the question is, are you allowed to do so? Because we know during the 3 weeks you are not allowed to make a chasana, but the question is, when does Shiva Asav HaTamis, and by default the 3 weeks start? Says the Maisa that L'chayra it's Talim as Machlaikis, according to the Baal Ma'ar, that the Tainus only starts during the day, that means at night it's not yet considered Shiva Asav HaTamis, the 3 weeks has yet to start, you would be able to make a chasana. As opposed to the Ramban. The Ramban said no, the same Tainus is already Chal at night, so therefore we push it that the 3 weeks start at night, and therefore we ask it to make the Chasana. And the Maisha writes that Halacha is hard to be Machliya, to decide between the Rishonim, but then he wants to say that perhaps even the Ramban would agree to the Baal Ma'ar. The Ramban says that the Tainus starts at night, and therefore you could say Aneinu. But says the Maisha, perhaps when it comes to making a chasana, the 3 weeks, that only starts when you can see that the Avelus is here already. And when can you see the Avelus? Only during the day, when you see that they're eating. Sorry, you see that they're fasting. When you see people are fasting, that's when the Avelus is nicker, it's recognizable, and perhaps that's when you are not allowed to make a chasana. But the night before, when nothing happened yet, perhaps even the Ramban would hold you would be allowed to make a chasana. And then he says that since we're talking about Hilchos Avelus, we know the rule is in that in Avelus the halacha is Kedivei HaMeiko. If you have a suffix, some are Machmer, some are Meiko, the halacha is like the Meiko, and therefore you would be able to make a chasana Peshat HaTzchak Matzei Shabbos, even though it's already Shiva Asav HaTamis. Because according to the Baal Ma'ar, the Tainus only starts during the day. Now, the Maisha then points out that it's partial to him that if Shiva Asav HaTamis would fall out on Shabbos and the Tainus is pushed off to Sunday, then it would definitely be usher to make the Tainus must say Shabbos, because the 3 weeks have already started. Things that Betzina you do on Shabbos. So since Shabbos in reality is Shiva Asav HaTamis, therefore certain halakas have already kicked in. The fast you can't do, that's for Hashi, that's a public thing that you have to push off to Sunday. But since Devarim Tabasina, private matters, you are already Noyig Avelos on Shabbos, therefore the 3 weeks has started already. Says the Maisha, if the 3 weeks have already started, then it's obvious you can't make the Chasana. And therefore if Shabbos is Shiva Asav HaTamis and the fast day is just being pushed off, that much of Shabbos, you will not be able you will not be able to make the chasana. But in a regular case, where Shiva Asvatamis falls out on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, you would be able to make a chasana, because the Baal Ma'ara holds the Tainus is not yet started, and maybe the Ramban will be made, and maybe, as we said, the Ramban will be masking that you could make the chasana, and even if not, the halach is Kedivrei HaMekel. Now in Chelek Gimel, Simon Cook, he does bring that to those who asked him that the Sefer Chaim Shaul said that you're not allowed to make a bracha Shechiyonu on that night, the night of Shivas of the Talmud, you can't make a Shechiyonu. So he would seem to apply that the 3 weeks started already, and Moshe writes, he didn't have the Sefer in the Yada, he couldn't look it up, but it's definitely clear that when Moshe was held true to his psak, that you would be able to make the Chatzar then. And then, in Chelek Dalad, when Moshe again said over the Shukkot Torah that the 3 weeks only starts during the day, and he has a much more common case. Halakha l'maisa, a person forgets to take a haircut, and it comes the night of Shivas of the Tammuz, and he wants to know if he's allowed to take a haircut. Says the Maisha, the same logic applies, that you would be allowed to take a haircut if in the Makam Tzayrich, because we rely on the Baal Ma'ar that the Tainus 3 weeks has not yet started, because it only starts the next day during the day. Now, the Moshe Sternbach in the Ma'adim Zmanim Chilches Simen Shin Lamenches, there he argues very strongly with Rav Moshe. He said to him, as the Pashit, that everybody would agree that it's usher to take a haircut, it's usher to make a chasana the night before, because this that the Baal Ma'ar says, you can't say aneinu. He says the reason, because you can't say aneinu, because you're eating, because you're thirsty, because you're drinking. How can he say aneinu? The Tainus obviously hasn't started, but who says that means the 3 weeks hasn't started? Meaning it's mashma from the Baal Ma'ar that really everything to start at night, like Kol HaTzarah Kula. Granted, in regards to eating, that time is only during the day. But says the Moshe Sternbach, in regards to other halachas, to the 3 weeks, to him it's a repulsion that everybody would hold, the Ramban, and even the Baal Ma'ar, that the 3 weeks starts at night. And therefore, even the Baal Ma'ar would hold that it would be usher to make a chasana the night of Shiva Asav HaTamnus. Now, I saw in one of the Heinz Kapuskin, he wants to say that what would halacha be bein hashmash? Because there you could be more mekel. Now, because what is there to take a haircut? Availus, it's not even a rabbanon, a chiyuv darabbanon, it's a minhag. So he says, although we know that an issa darabbanon is also bein hashmash, even though one might have said suffix darabbanon lakula, bein hashmash is only a suffix, the halacha is not the way. In regards to an Issa Derabbanan, Bein HaShmosis is considered a Vandai. We don't say Safek Derabbanan Lakula. But he says over here, where number one, it's only a Minog, and number two, it's a Sveik Sveika. Because maybe, even if it's a Vandai Laila, you are allowed to take a haircut, like the Svarah Maisha. And even if you disagree, it's only a Safek, because Bein HaShmosis. So this Paisik wants to say that Bein HaShmosis, the night of Shivas with Thomas, if a person has a very big tzayach, he would be allowed to take a haircut, he'd be able to shave. And even though Rav Moshe Sternbach disagrees very strongly with Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe in three separate places brings this fact that the eight tzayach, you are allowed to rely that the 3 weeks only start in the daytime, not at night, and especially Bein HaShmashis, where you have another svar to be mekel, because it's only a suffix. So therefore, the fact would be that you would be allowed to take a haircut bein hashmoshes if you have a very big tzayrus the night of Shavuot, but avada, like everything else, lalach lemeisa, every person has to ask the Rav what they should do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.